Coming up tomorrow evening is a city council candidate forum on transportation equity. Shawna Mullen is on the planning committee for the transportation forum. She joins us on the phone this morning. Hey, Shawna, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, so nice to have you along with us. You know, one of the things that we heard about with folks that expressed their concerns about the most important issues affecting people who live in poverty, one of them has to do with transportation equity, and particularly for disabled people who really still struggle sometimes with the scheduling of some of the special buses that are supposed to come for them, and sometimes just things like a bus stop not being shoveled, and it really makes it difficult for them. Is this part of the transportation equity issue that you'll be addressing at the forum tomorrow night?
Yeah, definitely. So we have, when we talk about transportation equity and active transportation, we're talking about people who take transit, who bike, who walk. And for us, when we talk about walking, that's an inclusive term, and it means everyone who's moving by their own means, with or without assisted devices, such as wheelchairs or walkers, even strollers. It even means people who have hearing or sight impairments, or any other person with limited mobility. So transportation affects all of us, and we'll definitely be talking about all of those modes, and including people with disabilities and everything that you've mentioned. Yes.
So what are some of the big concerns that the forum is hoping that the city council candidates are going to be addressing?
Well, mainly, so we'll be asking some questions of the candidates. It'll be round-robin style, so they'll all be answering the same questions. But kind of the biggest goal of this is to sort of be able to gauge what each candidate, what their attitude is towards transportation equity, what do they think it is, what issues do they see, and really, what do they plan on doing about it? What are some actions that they intend to take to address some of those issues?
Do you think, I realize going into this, there are a lot of unanswered questions, but do you have any sense that perhaps some candidates maybe do take alternate forms of transportation? Maybe you know that they bike or that they walk or that they're big fans of public transportation. Do you know any of this in advance?
Some of them. I mean, some of them I do know use some other modes of transportation besides a personal vehicle quite a bit. But in reality, every one of us uses multiple modes of transportation every day. Even if we're driving a car, we still have to walk to our final destination if we're parking somewhere. And a lot of times people who use these modes combine them. So you may walk to the bus stop, ride the bus, and put your bike on the bus. And you're using all of these modes together in a single day or even in a single trip. Yeah.
There are some really interesting conversations going on these days about transportation, about making a city more bike-friendly, some countries even saying, okay, we're going to all-electric vehicles, we're going to have that kind of a different sort of transportation model. Is it hard for people in this community, or easy for people in this community, to think outside the box when it comes to transportation? I know that the whole bike lane business downtown ended up there, you know, where there were folks on different sides of the issue. Some people were worried about the parking that would be lost. Other people said, no, you're going to more than make up for it when you've got more bikes that can come downtown. What's the mood of our community when it comes to, like I said, thinking outside the box?
Yeah, I think it is difficult for a lot of people, just because change is hard. And I also like to remind people, too, that that's not unique to Duluth. Every place that goes through these conversations, they all have these struggles and these discussions and these debates. And it always, you know, the places that you mentioned that are doing a really good job, that doesn't happen by accident. It's really an intentional decision by people who have decision-making power in communities. And even in those places, those aren't easy decisions by any means. And it usually takes quite some time for people to, at least the people who aren't on board right away, it takes a while for them to get on board. But eventually, once some of these things start taking place, it's easier to see how they can positively affect a community versus just talking about it.
Well, it will be interesting, as you say, to gauge the level of the knowledge that these counselors bring to this issue and, you know, going into the issue and maybe how they change or what they're saying and thinking at the end of the evening. Once again, the City Council Candidate Forum on Transportation Equity is taking place tomorrow. Duluth Bikes and five other groups are hosting it. It gets underway at Teatro Zaccone down on Superior Street, starts at 5:30, runs until 8 p.m. Shauna, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Shauna Mullen is part of the planning committee for that transportation forum. She joined us this morning as our guest on Northland Morning.